Neurofeedback has witnessed a remarkable evolution over the years, adapting to advancements in neuroscience and technology. Although neurofeedback research continues to investigate basic brain science, this field, once seen as only experimental, has matured into a sophisticated practice used to address various neurological and psychological conditions. The ongoing exploration of quantitative EEG-based neurofeedback training, Z-score training, infralow and infraslow frequency training, and connectivity training has expanded the horizons of brain training techniques. Each of these trends represents a unique approach to tailoring interventions for individuals, harnessing the potential of neuroplasticity and self-regulation. As interest in optimizing mental health and enhancing cognitive performance grows, neurofeedback trends continue to lead the charge in personalizing interventions that go beyond traditional therapy or medication. Related methods of functional MRI neurofeedback are also active areas of study to both develop treatment and explore basic research into how the brain works. QEEG-based neurofeedback training. Quantitative EEG, QEEG-based neurofeedback training has revolutionized the field by offering a data-driven approach to brain training. Unlike traditional neurofeedback, which relies on subjective observations, QEEG utilizes brain maps derived from electrical activity at multiple scalp locations. These maps provide a detailed view of neural functioning, allowing practitioners to identify dysregulated patterns linked to symptoms such as anxiety, ADHD, or depression. The development of fast Fourier transform algorithms in the mid-20th century enabled this groundbreaking technique, transforming raw EEG data into meaningful spectral representations. This method, paired with advancements in computational power, enabled clinicians to visualize brain activity in ways previously unimaginable, further bridging the gap between theory and practical application. QEEG neuroimaging methods have progressed from the first generation of low-resolution electromagnetic tomograph, or LORETTA, to newer versions such as SW-LORETTA or standardized weighted LORETTA. Such three-dimensional analyses allow clinicians and researchers to identify activity with high precision on both the convexity of the cortex as well as medial and inferior aspects of the brain. The activity in Brodmann areas and specific cortical structures can be measured with these tools, which can also identify how closely within the normal range the connectivity between structures is. This type of connectivity analysis examines both functional and effective connectivity, the latter referring to which of two sites is influencing the other. LORETTA analysis and neurofeedback are available not only for application to brain networks, such as the default mode or salience networks, but also to some subcortical structures such as the amygdala and cerebellum. The advent of normative databases further enhanced QEEG's clinical utility. Comparing a patient's brain activity against age-matched norms enables precise identification of anomalies, whether excessive slow-wave activity in the frontal lobes or deficits in alpha coherence between hemispheres. These insights guide the development of individualized neurofeedback protocols, targeting specific regions and frequencies for modulation. Notably, the stability of EEG patterns across cultures underscores its validity as a universal diagnostic tool. This universality has fueled its adoption in diverse clinical settings, where conditions ranging from trauma recovery to cognitive decline are addressed with precision-guided interventions. The proliferation of neurofeedback around the globe is shown in the growth of international practitioners who are board-certified with the Biofeedback Certification International Alliance, or BCIA, and membership in organizations such as the International Society for Neuroregulation and Research, or ISNR. Implementing QEEG-based neurofeedback is not without challenges. Artifacts such as eye blinks or muscle activity can distort data, leading to inaccurate diagnoses and ineffective training if improperly managed. Practitioners must undergo rigorous training to accurately interpret QEEG maps and distinguish pathological findings from compensatory mechanisms. Additionally, the cost of equipment and software can be prohibitive for smaller practices, potentially limiting access for underserved populations. Despite these hurdles, the technique's precision and evidence base continue to make it a cornerstone of modern neurofeedback practice. Ongoing efforts to refine artifact management, and make education and training more accessible aim to broaden its reach to ensure that more clients benefit from its transformative potential. QEEG-based neurofeedback has also found applications in peak performance training. Athletes, corporate leaders, and artists increasingly use this technology to fine-tune their brain function, enhancing focus, creativity, and stress resilience. For example, practitioners working with elite sports teams often use QEEG to identify and train neural patterns associated with flow states, helping athletes achieve optimal performance under pressure. Such applications underscore QEEG's versatility, bridging clinical and non-clinical domains to promote overall brain health and functionality. In addition to its diagnostic and therapeutic applications, QEEG is a powerful research tool. Studies leveraging QEEG data have shed light on the neural underpinnings of various brain functions and psychological conditions, advancing our understanding of brain-behavior relationships. University-based laboratories are active not only in Europe and North America, but also in Australia and regions such as Eastern Asia, South Asia, and the Middle East. Researchers use QEEG to explore phenomena such as the neural correlates of mindfulness, the impact of stress on brain networks, and the effects of pharmacological interventions. Scientific investigation of QEEG neuromarkers that predict response to medication continues. These insights not only inform neurofeedback practices, but also contribute to the broader field of neuroscience, enriching our collective knowledge of the human brain. The expansion of research has made it possible for academic researchers to conduct systematic reviews and meta-analyses that look at neurofeedback studies from multiple investigators in order to describe the collective reproducibility of effects and their magnitude. The development of Z-score training. Z-score training emerged as a natural extension of QEEG technology, offering a real-time framework for brain optimization. By comparing a client's EEG activity to normative values, Z-score training provides continuous feedback on how closely brain activity aligns with the mean or average of a healthy population. The goal is not merely to correct deviations, but to achieve a state of balanced neural functioning, represented by a Z-score of 0. This methodology has become an invaluable tool for practitioners aiming to address both acute symptoms and underlying neural imbalances. Robert Thatcher and his collaborators pioneered this methodology, initially employing simple two-channel systems before expanding to 19-channel real-time Z-score training. The integration of Loretta low-resolution brain electromagnetic tomography technology added another dimension, allowing practitioners to train deeper brain structures in three dimensions. These innovations have broadened neurofeedback's reach, making it suitable for complex conditions such as traumatic brain injury or autism spectrum disorders. Moreover, the combination of surface-level and source-level training has opened avenues for addressing intricate neurophysiological issues that were previously resistant to intervention. Z-score training's advantages are manifold. It reduces guesswork by providing clear, quantifiable targets, enabling practitioners to monitor progress with unparalleled precision. Additionally, its real-time feedback mechanisms make sessions engaging for clients, who can visualize their improvements through dynamic brain maps. This visual reinforcement often enhances client motivation, encouraging adherence to treatment protocols and fostering a sense of agency in their recovery journey. With these benefits in mind, it remains crucial to consider that some EEG deviations from the normal range may represent positive compensatory adaptations rather than pathological changes. Researchers and practitioners continue to refine criteria for determining when and how to intervene, ensuring that Z-score training remains both effective and ethical. The versatility of Z-score training extends beyond clinical settings. It has become a popular choice for individuals seeking cognitive enhancement or stress reduction. By training their brains to operate within an optimal range, clients often report improvements in focus, emotional regulation, and overall well-being. For instance, executives who undergo Z-score training frequently report heightened decision-making abilities and reduced burnout, highlighting its potential as a tool for enhancing resilience in high-pressure environments. Infralow training. Infralow training delves into frequencies below 0.1 Hz, a domain often overlooked in conventional neurofeedback. Siegfried and Susan Offmer popularized this approach, asserting that these frequencies correspond to foundational brain states regulating arousal and homeostasis. Training infralow frequencies involves guiding the brain toward optimal modulation of neural activation, fostering resilience against stress and emotional dysregulation. This emerging field continues to spark interest and debate within the neurofeedback community. This method's appeal lies in its subtlety. Infralow training does not impose rigid goals, but encourages the brain to self-organize and find its own equilibrium. Clients often report profound changes, such as improved emotional stability or enhanced cognitive clarity, without being consciously aware of the adjustments. The subjective nature of these changes has led to both enthusiasm and skepticism, as practitioners and researchers grapple with how to quantify its effects reliably and scientifically account for its mechanism of action. Longitudinal studies are underway to assess the durability of these changes and their implications for long-term brain health. Artifact management is particularly challenging at these frequencies. Signals can be easily confounded by environmental noise or physiological artifacts, requiring advanced equipment and meticulous calibration. Additionally, the theoretical basis for infralow training remains a topic of active exploration. Critics argue that without a clearer understanding of its mechanisms, the approach risks being seen as pseudoscience. Nevertheless, the anecdotal success of infralow training in treating conditions like PTSD and chronic pain suggests its potential as a transformative tool in neurofeedback. Beyond its clinical applications, infralow training is gaining traction in the realm of personal development. Individuals seeking enhanced self-awareness and emotional resilience often turn to this modality, drawn by its reputation for fostering deep, systemic change. Practitioners emphasize the importance of a holistic approach, integrating infralow training with complementary practices such as mindfulness or biofeedback to maximize its benefits. This integrative strategy underscores the versatility of neurofeedback as a tool for both healing and growth. Infraslow training. Infraslow training shares similarities with infralow training, but focuses on frequencies between 0.1 and 1 Hz. Mark Smith, a pioneer in this domain, developed protocols that emphasize phase relationships rather than amplitude, targeting the brain's natural rhythms. Infraslow training is often integrated with Z-score and synchrony training to address both global and localized brain dysregulation. This multi-layered approach reflects the growing sophistication of neurofeedback techniques as practitioners seek to address the complex interplay of neural dynamics. The approach has shown promise in conditions characterized by dysautonomia, such as migraines or fibromyalgia. By stabilizing the brain's foundational rhythms, infraslow training can enhance autonomic balance and improve resilience against external stressors. Clients often describe a sense of grounding and calm following sessions, noting improvements in sleep quality and stress management. However, like infralow training, its mechanisms and long-term efficacy require further empirical validation. Training at these frequencies is resource-intensive, necessitating the use of advanced amplifiers and extended session times, which may limit its accessibility. Researchers are exploring innovative ways to expand the reach of infraslow training. Advances in wearable technology and mobile neurofeedback devices hold promise for bringing this modality to a broader audience. By leveraging these tools, practitioners aim to democratize access to neurofeedback, allowing individuals to benefit from its effects beyond traditional clinical settings. Such innovations highlight the dynamic nature of the field as it continues to evolve in response to both scientific discoveries and societal needs. Connectivity training. Connectivity training represents a paradigm shift in neurofeedback, emphasizing the interrelationships between brain regions rather than isolated neural activity. The goal is to enhance functional connectivity within and between networks, such as the salience network or the default mode network. Techniques range from coherence training, which aligns phase relationships between regions, to more advanced methods that involve dynamic causal modeling. This shift reflects a growing recognition of the brain's integrative nature and the importance of network-level interventions. Research underscores the importance of connectivity in cognitive and emotional functioning. Dysregulated connectivity has been implicated in conditions such as schizophrenia, where hyperconnectivity within certain networks coexists with hypoconnectivity elsewhere. Neurofeedback offers a non-invasive means of addressing these imbalances, promoting more efficient information processing across the brain. Early studies indicate promising results, with clients reporting reductions in symptoms and improvements in overall quality of life following connectivity-focused interventions. Connectivity training's application extends to peak performance, enabling athletes and executives to optimize network dynamics for enhanced focus and decision-making. However, its reliance on complex mathematical models and advanced software can be a barrier for practitioners, necessitating specialized training and equipment. Efforts are underway to develop user-friendly platforms that maintain scientific rigor while broadening accessibility. Despite these challenges, the approach's potential to transform both clinical and non-clinical outcomes is undeniable. By fostering more harmonious interactions between brain regions, connectivity training offers a pathway to enhanced mental health and cognitive performance, reinforcing neurofeedback's role as a cornerstone of modern neuroscience. Remote training. Neurofeedback software has been developed to enable practitioners to ethically provide neurofeedback to clients who carry out training at home. This makes it possible for better access to training at less cost. The practitioner and client can meet online to review progress, with the practitioner then making adjustments to the neurofeedback protocol if necessary. Initial client training in the office is still needed to teach the client the basics of electrode application and the operation of hardware and software. Research into the efficacy of this approach has been promising. Combining neurofeedback with other modalities. The integration of neurofeedback with other therapeutic modalities has marked a new era in brain training practices. This multidisciplinary approach amplifies the potential of neurofeedback by coupling it with techniques such as heart rate variability, HRV, biofeedback, respiration training, hemoencephalography, HEG, and various neuromodulation methods. The use of neurofeedback as an adjunct to psychotherapy is also seen in many mental health, neurological, and addiction treatment programs. Together, these modalities offer a holistic framework for optimizing brain function, improving self-regulation, and addressing a diverse range of psychological and physiological conditions. By focusing on the interplay between different bodily systems, these combinations highlight the interconnectedness of the mind and body, making neurofeedback even more versatile and effective. The ability to combine these modalities allows practitioners to craft individualized interventions into personalized healthcare that addresses the unique needs and goals of their clients. Heart rate variability, HRV. Heart rate variability biofeedback, a technique centered on enhancing the natural variability in heart rhythms, complements neurofeedback by improving the regulation of the autonomic nervous system. HRV reflects the cardiovascular system's adaptability and its ability to respond to stress. By training individuals to control their breathing patterns and synchronize their heart rhythms with neurofeedback protocols, practitioners can foster enhanced emotional stability and cognitive clarity. The interplay between these systems creates a feedback loop that reinforces positive outcomes, making this combination a powerful tool for both therapeutic and performance enhancement contexts. One of the most profound aspects of HRV is its ability to index vagal tone, a measure of parasympathetic nervous system activity. Increased vagal tone is associated with improved resilience, reduced stress, and better executive cognitive functioning. When HRV training is combined with neurofeedback, it strengthens descending regulatory pathways from the prefrontal cortex of the brain to subcortical structures, enhancing emotional and behavioral control. This synergy is particularly beneficial for clients with anxiety disorders, PTSD, or ADHD, as these conditions often involve dysregulation in the autonomic and central nervous systems. The physiological underpinnings of HRV and its impact on brain function are deeply intertwined. By normalizing interbeat intervals and their variability, HRV biofeedback promotes efficient oxygen delivery to the brain, thereby optimizing neurofeedback training outcomes. Additionally, HRV interventions can enhance the efficacy of neurofeedback by preparing clients for sessions through relaxation and improved focus. The mutual reinforcement between these techniques creates a powerful tool for both clinical and personal development. Clients often describe feeling a renewed sense of control over their emotional and physiological states, fostering a sense of empowerment that extends beyond the training environment. HRV also contributes to resilience against chronic stress. Stress-induced dysregulation and heart rate patterns can lead to long-term cardiovascular and psychological consequences. By incorporating HRV training into neurofeedback protocols, clients learn to stabilize autonomic functioning, reducing the physiological impacts of stress and enhancing overall mental health. Practitioners often observe significant improvements in mood regulation and cognitive performance in clients who undergo this integrated training. Over time, these benefits compound, providing clients with a more comprehensive toolkit for navigating life's challenges. Furthermore, combining HRV and neurofeedback facilitates a more comprehensive understanding of self-regulation. Clients are encouraged to explore how their thoughts and emotions influence their physiological states. This awareness is instrumental in creating long-term behavioral changes and complements psychotherapy and counseling well. For example, individuals with high reactivity to stressors can develop a greater capacity to modulate their responses, leading to improved relationships and decision-making. The dynamic interplay between mind and body becomes a central focus, transforming abstract concepts into tangible experiences of balance and control. The use of HRV biofeedback alongside neurofeedback also creates opportunities for innovation in therapeutic approaches. For instance, wearable technology now allows clients to track HRV metrics in real time, providing continuous feedback outside of the clinical setting. This portability enables clients to integrate training into their daily routines, reinforcing the skills they develop during sessions. The accessibility of HRV tools, combined with neurofeedback's precision, ensures that clients can maintain progress and even accelerate their outcomes through consistent practice. Additionally, HRV training has shown promise in enhancing sleep quality, a critical component of overall health and brain function. Poor sleep is often a significant barrier to the effectiveness of neurofeedback, as it disrupts the brain's ability to process and consolidate changes. By improving autonomic balance and promoting relaxation, HRV biofeedback addresses these underlying issues, creating a more supportive environment for neurofeedback to take effect. Clients frequently report deeper, more restorative sleep, which translates into better cognitive and emotional functioning during waking hours. The adaptability of HRV biofeedback also makes it a valuable tool for diverse populations. From elite athletes seeking peak performance to individuals managing chronic health conditions, this modality offers scalable benefits that align with various goals. When paired with neurofeedback, the potential for improvement expands exponentially, as the combined modalities address both foundational physiological mechanisms and targeted neural pathways. This versatility underscores the importance of an integrative approach in modern therapeutic practices. Respiration. Respiration training is another powerful modality that complements neurofeedback. Proper breathing techniques are foundational for maintaining physiological balance, and dysfunctional breathing patterns can undermine the efficacy of neurofeedback interventions. By addressing issues such as hyperventilation or shallow breathing, practitioners can create a stable physiological baseline for neurofeedback to build upon. This integration not only enhances the effectiveness of neurofeedback, but also empowers clients to take an active role in their healing process. Healthy breathing rates, typically between 5 to 7 breaths per minute, optimize gas exchange and support the Bohr effect, where carbon dioxide levels influence oxygen delivery to tissues. This is particularly crucial for the brain, as inadequate oxygenation can impair cognitive function and emotional regulation. Integrating respiration training with neurofeedback ensures that clients achieve the optimal physiological state required for effective brain training. This synergy enables the brain to respond more readily to neurofeedback signals, facilitating faster and more profound changes. Clients often report feeling calmer and more focused after mastering proper breathing techniques. This enhanced state of relaxation improves their receptivity to neurofeedback training, allowing for deeper and more sustained engagement. Furthermore, respiration training helps address the physiological symptoms of anxiety, such as rapid heartbeat or chest tightness, which can otherwise interfere with neurofeedback sessions. These immediate benefits set the stage for long-term improvements in emotional and cognitive stability. Incorporating breathing exercises into neurofeedback protocols also strengthens the mind-body connection. As clients learn to synchronize their breathing with feedback from brain activity, they develop a heightened sense of control over their physiological states. This integration fosters resilience and improves their ability to manage stress, leading to better outcomes both in therapy and everyday life. The process of aligning breath with neurofeedback reinforces the principles of self-regulation, making it easier for clients to generalize these skills to diverse contexts. Beyond its therapeutic benefits, respiration training has implications for peak performance and personal development. Athletes, for instance, use breathing techniques to enhance endurance and focus during competition. When paired with neurofeedback, these practices create a comprehensive framework for optimizing both physical and mental performance. Similarly, individuals pursuing mindfulness or meditation often find that combining breathwork with neurofeedback deepens their practice, facilitating greater awareness and presence. Respiration training also offers unique benefits for individuals with chronic health conditions. For example, clients with asthma or COPD can use breathing exercises to improve lung function and reduce symptoms, creating a more stable foundation for neurofeedback interventions. This dual approach addresses both the physiological and neurological aspects of these conditions, leading to more holistic and sustainable outcomes. The integration of respiration training and neurofeedback demonstrates the potential of combining modalities to address complex challenges comprehensively. The adaptability of respiration training further enhances its value as a complement to neurofeedback. Clients can practice breathing techniques in a variety of settings, from formal therapy sessions to everyday situations. This flexibility ensures that the benefits of training extend beyond the clinical environment, promoting continuous growth and resilience. As clients become more attuned to their breath, they gain a deeper understanding of their physiological and emotional states, fostering a sense of empowerment and autonomy. Practitioners are also exploring innovative ways to integrate respiration training with neurofeedback technology. For instance, biofeedback devices that measure both brain activity and breathing patterns provide real-time data on the interaction between these systems. This holistic perspective enables practitioners to fine-tune interventions, ensuring that clients receive the most effective and personalized care possible. The combination of these modalities exemplifies the potential of technology to enhance therapeutic outcomes, paving the way for more integrated and dynamic approaches in the future. Hemoencephalography, HEG. Hemoencephalography, which measures cerebral blood flow and metabolism, is a complementary tool that adds a new dimension to neurofeedback. By focusing on the relationship between neural activity and vascular dynamics, HEG offers insights into how the brain allocates resources for cognitive and emotional tasks. Practitioners often combine HEG with EEG neurofeedback to address issues such as attention deficits, mood disorders, cognitive decline, and migraine headaches. This dual approach provides a richer understanding of brain function, enabling more targeted and effective interventions. Passive infrared, PR, HEG measures changes in heat generated by cortical activity that depends on blood flow, while near-infrared, NIR, HEG assesses changes in blood oxygenation. These metrics provide valuable feedback, especially on frontal lobe functioning, which is crucial for executive tasks such as planning, decision-making, and emotional regulation. By integrating HEG with EEG neurofeedback, practitioners can target these functions more precisely, leading to improved therapeutic outcomes. The combination of these modalities also enhances clients' engagement, as they gain a clearer understanding of the processes underlying their improvements. Clients undergoing HEG training often describe a sense of clarity and focus during sessions. This enhanced cognitive state carries over to neurofeedback training, where clients are better able to engage with and respond to feedback. Additionally, HEG training can help normalize blood flow in areas of the brain affected by trauma or dysfunction, creating a more stable foundation for neurofeedback interventions. The ability to address both metabolic and electrical aspects of brain function makes this combination particularly effective for complex cases. The combination of HEG and neurofeedback also provides a dual perspective on brain activity. While neurofeedback focuses on electrical signals, HEG emphasizes metabolic processes. Together, these modalities offer a comprehensive view of brain function, enabling practitioners to develop more tailored and effective protocols. For example, individuals with frontal lobe hypoactivity can benefit from HEG's ability to enhance blood flow, while neurofeedback fine-tunes neural connectivity. This integrative approach ensures that interventions are both precise and holistic, addressing the multifaceted nature of brain health. Neuromodulation. Neuromodulation techniques, including audiovisual entrainment, transcranial stimulation, and photobiomodulation, have emerged as valuable adjuncts to neurofeedback. These methods directly influence neural activity, complementing the self-regulatory focus of neurofeedback by accelerating neural plasticity and recovery. The integration of neuromodulation and neurofeedback represents a cutting-edge approach to optimizing brain function, offering clients a range of tools to achieve their goals more effectively. Audiovisual entrainment uses rhythmic light and sound stimuli to synchronize brain waves, promoting relaxation or alertness depending on the desired outcome. When combined with neurofeedback, it enhances the client's ability to achieve target brain states, making training more efficient. Similarly, transcranial alternating current stimulation, TACS, and transcranial direct current stimulation, TDCS, modulate brain oscillations to facilitate learning and recovery. These techniques are particularly beneficial for clients with conditions such as depression, anxiety, or cognitive decline, where targeted modulation can accelerate progress. Microcurrent electrical stimulation can help to alleviate conditions such as insomnia, anxiety, and depression. Photobiomodulation, which involves the application of near-infrared light to the scalp and intranasally, boosts mitochondrial activity and reduces inflammation in the brain. This technique is particularly beneficial for clients with neurodegenerative conditions or traumatic brain injuries, as it supports cellular repair and enhances neurofeedback's effects. Together, these modalities create a synergistic approach that maximizes therapeutic potential. Clients often report significant improvements in cognitive function and emotional well-being, highlighting the transformative power of this integrative strategy. Neuromodulation's influence on brain plasticity underscores its effectiveness. By stimulating neural networks through controlled interventions, these techniques facilitate long-term structural and functional changes in the brain. For instance, repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation, RTMS, has shown promise in modulating cortical excitability, paving the way for more effective neurofeedback training. This combination enables practitioners to address persistent symptoms and optimize brain function in ways that standalone therapies might struggle to achieve. The versatility of neuromodulation extends to its applications in peak performance training. Athletes and professionals seeking to optimize their cognitive abilities often integrate neuromodulation with neurofeedback to enhance focus, memory, and decision-making under pressure. This combination leverages the brain's capacity for adaptability, creating personalized training protocols that align with individual goals. Similarly, neuromodulation's role in pain management has opened new avenues for clients dealing with chronic conditions, providing relief while supporting neural recovery through neurofeedback. Emerging technologies continue to expand the scope of neuromodulation. Innovations such as closed-loop systems, which provide real-time adjustments based on brain activity, have revolutionized the field of neurotechnology. These systems enhance the precision and responsiveness of interventions, ensuring that clients receive optimal stimulation tailored to their needs. When paired with neurofeedback, closed-loop neuromodulation offers a powerful tool for dynamic and effective brain training. Neuromodulation also plays a crucial role in addressing treatment-resistant conditions. Clients with severe depression or PTSD, for example, often experience significant improvements through combined neuromodulation and neurofeedback protocols. These integrated approaches target the underlying neural mechanisms of dysfunction, offering hope for individuals who have not responded to traditional therapies. The ability to adapt interventions in real time further enhances their effectiveness, creating a pathway for sustained recovery. The combination of neuromodulation and neurofeedback exemplifies the potential of integrative approaches in modern neuroscience. By addressing both the electrical and biochemical aspects of brain function, these modalities offer a comprehensive framework for healing and growth. Clients benefit not only from symptom relief, but also from enhanced resilience and adaptability, empowering them to thrive in various aspects of their lives. As research continues to unveil the mechanisms underlying these techniques, their integration promises to redefine the future of brain-based therapies. Conclusion: the integration of neurofeedback with complementary modalities such as HRV biofeedback, respiration training, hemoencephalography, and neuromodulation underscores the growing recognition of a holistic approach to brain health. Each modality brings unique strengths to the table, addressing specific physiological and neurological mechanisms while enhancing overall therapeutic outcomes. HRV biofeedback fosters resilience and autonomic regulation. Respiration training anchors the mind-body connection. HEG provides metabolic insights, and neuromodulation accelerates neuroplasticity and recovery. Together, these techniques form a comprehensive framework that addresses the complexities of brain function and human experience. Clients benefit from the synergistic effects of these integrated approaches, gaining not only symptom relief, but also improved self-regulation, resilience, and cognitive performance. These modalities empower individuals to take an active role in their healing journeys, fostering a deeper understanding of the interconnectedness of their mental and physical states. By combining cutting-edge technology with individualized care, practitioners can deliver dynamic, effective interventions tailored to each client's unique needs. The continued advancement of these integrated techniques heralds a promising future for therapeutic practices. As research deepens our understanding of the brain's complexities, the potential for even more precise and effective interventions will only grow. The integration of neurofeedback with other modalities exemplifies the power of innovation and collaboration in neuroscience, offering hope and transformation for clients seeking to enhance their well-being and unlock their full potential.